Chris Abercrombie is the president of the PPTA, the Post Primary Teachers Association, and it's shaping up to be a major co-popper for the election with debate around a new curriculum, how it's going to be funded, and whether the resources match the ambition. For our Wate audience, of course, strengthening kura kaupapa Māori and ensuring Māori education is properly supported will be a key issue. So there's plenty to unpack, and I thank Chris Abercrombie for joining us for a kōrero. Hey Chris, tēnā koe, and thanks to me, Dale, here. Appreciate you spending some time with us on Wate.
Nā, kia ora, it's good to be here.
Thanks very much. Feels to me like politicians believe they know all when it comes to curriculum development, and they sort of make all these calls from on high, and then expect the teachers to roll it out and the entire teaching profession without, or with what many would regard scant communications with those who are at the chalk face. So education is shaping up to be a major political issue. What do you want to see political parties commit to, and are they overstepping their mark when it comes to demanding curriculum changes within school environments and therefore the added pressure it puts onto teaching staff?
Oh, I think, well, what I'd like to see is actually a government be bold and properly support education here in Aotearoa New Zealand. We spend thousands of dollars less per, I'm from high school perspective, thousands of dollars less per student than other nations, Australia, Canada, the US, parts of Europe, you know, and so if we want a world-class education system, we need to pay for it. And at the moment, this government, and to be fair, successive governments seem to want world-class, world's best, cheapest education system. And, you know, as you mentioned, the curriculum, look, the government's going to govern that. That's what governments do. But to make a curriculum work, you need buy-in from everyone, from teachers, from families, from communities, and buy-in for this. And it's just, I feel like the government's still trying to justify the curriculum change as opposed to getting to the nuts and bolts of here's what's happening, here's the resources, here's the timeline, here's the plan. You know, I've had three or four different dates for rollouts of different things. You know, I visit schools all the time and I said, oh, have you got these resources? We told you what's happening. No, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, so, you know, without a plan, without proper resourcing, it's going to be really difficult.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Look, it makes me spew when I hear the criticism they have of our rangatahi, to be honest, Chris, because there's, you know, they're saying it's their fault that they're not getting the tohu that they are supposed to when they go to high school. But if there's a disconnect, if they continue to shape the curriculum without making it engaging and interesting to our rangatahi, then whose fault is it that we're ending up with substandard results as they leave school? We're hearing a lot about this new curriculum, but not necessarily, as you've touched on, about new money to deliver it. Can schools realistically implement these changes, Chris, you know, without additional staffing or resources or support?
Your point about the rangatahi, look, in my experience, our kids are awesome and they're trying really hard and they want to do well. And our job as teachers, our job as the society is to support them to do that and to make it as easy as possible. Schools can without the resources, but it takes longer, if that makes sense. So the government's got a short time frame and they don't want to spend much money. You can't do both of those. if we had a short time frame of change, you need to pump money in. You have to, if you want it, you can do it quickly or you can do it cheaply. You can't do both. And this government seems to want to do both. So, you know, schools will make it work because that's what schools do and teachers do, but it's not going to be the best because we need the resourcing to make it world-class. And that's what our young people deserve. And that's what they need. You know, we need our young people, every single one, no matter what school you go to, needs to be the best they can be. They need to be maximised to their full potential, and the curriculum should reflect that. It should acknowledge where they are, acknowledge who they are, and help them get to the next steps. Now, there's parts of the curriculum that do that, but there's also parts that I question why it's in there. I'm a history social studies teacher. The social studies curriculum's got like 2,000 years of Chinese history at 1 year level, which is, you know, fine, nothing wrong with that, but is that the most important thing our kids should be learning at that stage? You know, there could be other more important things. So I just think we need to make sure we are understanding where our young people are, how we can support them to be better, and how we as a society can really get behind them.
Teachers are to blame. Of course, we know that. Well, that's what the politicians would say. They want to lump more responsibility on. They're starting to design curriculums in the beehive and demanding as an example, reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, which seems a bit age old. You know, back in the day, the teaching profession was highly regarded. These were our community leaders looked up to right across the country. And sadly, for the teaching profession, almost squeezed beyond compare. And again, sadly, many opting just to get out of it completely. Mm. So these demands from on high from politicians, how are they sitting with teaching staff who are forced to accommodate these political ideologies and how they roll out in the classroom?
Yeah, so you mentioned, Ben, the political decision. So we know curriculum was mentioned in both coalition agreements, New Zealand First National and ACT and National, and that's the first time I've ever seen that curriculum decisions were coalition bargaining agents, bargaining chips. And that's not good for anyone. That's not good for anything. And so I visit schools all the time, literally going to go visit schools today and tomorrow, and what teachers are telling me is that they are under the pump. They want to do well. They want the best for these young people. They want to provide a high-quality education system, but they are just under the pump with all this change, all this uncertainty. You know, what's the next step? When's it happening? You know, as I say, the Phase 4 curriculum, which is Year 9 and 10, I had three different dates for it. It got released on the 12th of August, the last bit of it. I got told it was going to be done mid-July. I got told it was going to be done earlier in the year. And it's really hard for schools to be making decisions. We should have had this stuff 18 months ago, so we can really get the grips of it. You know, it's meant to be going live next year. And look, schools and teachers will do their absolute best because that's what they do, they're professionals, but it's going to be hard. And we really need the community, really need to get behind your kid's school. They want the best for your kid. You do as well. And so get them behind them and support your school.
Tēnā koe, Chris Abercrombie with us today for our audience. Chris, you'd understand too that strengthening kura kaupapa Māori, and indeed Māori education within mainstream settings is hugely important. And at the same time, we see this changing cycle of political sway. And, you know, when Jacinda was in, she said, yes, the New Zealand curriculum is vitally important for us to grow up and to temper the intergenerational ignorance that comes with not learning about the realities of our past. And then a change of tack with the government and their coalition agreement saying, well, there's no responsibility for any schools to actually embed or impart any particular treaty observations or perspectives. I mean, every 3 years, a change in circumstances, frustrating for the teaching staff, quite obviously, but perhaps at times just infuriating for parents who sort of see one step forward and two steps backwards. What's your thinking here?
Yeah, so we know that kura kaupapa produce amazing results. We know this. And the issue is, as you mentioned, like something like 96, 97% of Māori students are in English medium schools. And so how do we strengthen that system, as well as strengthening the kaupapa Māori system and the iwi schools and all of that, because that's where we know Māori students can achieve at their best. And so how do we strengthen that system? And we should be building more kura kaupapa. We should be getting behind them. To be fair to this government, they have put more resource into particularly the buildings. We know that's been a big issue. And so we need to get in behind them. And look, I'm a history teacher, and I really love the Aotearoa New Zealand History's curriculum. I thought it was fantastic. It really made explicit what was important for New Zealanders to know, what is important to know about our nation. And the thing I loved about it was one of the opening statements was, Māori is the foundational history of Aotearoa New Zealand. And I was like, so you're starting off with that point, and that's gone now. And that's really disappointing, really gutting, actually, because I think it was going to do really good things. And so what we need in our communities is connection to place. So our young people need to understand the place they live. I normally teach in Waihopo and in Invercargill. Obviously I teach about New Zealand history, but I focused on our local history. What was happening in that area? Where was the treaty signed? It was signed on Ōrapuki Island. You know, why did they sign it? You know, what were the consequences for our area? You know, there's a great little topic called the world history of Bluff, where you place Bluff in the history of the world through trade, through migration, through all of these things, you know, and so that's the stuff the kids love, because that's where they live. They can see those stories and understand those places. And while other histories are absolutely important and you should teach them, that story of place, that Tūlanga Waewae, is so important for our young people, and I worry that's going to be harder or disappear in these changes.
It's been an interesting conversation, and I do appreciate you sharing your experience with us today, Chris. it's going to be an election issue. It should be. And we'll be treating it as such here at Wātea. Thanks very much for spending some time with us, Chris.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.